أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واقترب الوعد الحق فإذا هي شاخصة أبصار الذين كفروا يا ويلنا قد كنا في غفلة من هذا بل كنا ظالمين. إنكم وما تعبدون من دون الله حصب جهنم أنتم لها واردون. لو كان هؤلاء آلهة ما وردوها وكل فيها خالدون. لهم فيها زفير وهم فيها لا يسمعون. صدق الله العظيم. Nights before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been discussing the disbelievers, that when they have left this world, then they are never to return to this world to change their life or to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said this continues till the day of Qiyamah, this law of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us one sign of Qiyamah, and that is the emergence of Ya'juj Ma'juj. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَتَرَبَ الْوَعْدُ الْحَقِّ. Certainly the truth, or rather the promise of truth, has come very close. فَإِذَا هِيَ شَاخِصَةٌ أَبْصَارُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. On the day of Qiyamah, when the promise has arrived, when man is going to be resurrected in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the disbelievers, despite the fact, and especially those who heard from time to time the ayats and the revelation of the Qur'an al-Kareem in the time of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they understood the message. Those after him that had been given this message of Qiyamah, that there is going to be accountability, there is going to be hisab and kitab, then their eyes will stare in amazement. And that staring of theirs in amazement will be because, although the fact that they have been warned, but now they will be astounded by this great and magnificent scene of the day of Qiyamah, the reality that comes in front of Allah the reality to come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now there. And at that particular time, they will curse themselves and they will say, Ya waylana, qad kunna fi ghaflatin min hadha. Destruction be upon us, that we were in ghaflat, we were in negligence with regards to the coming of the day of Qiyamah, the standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the accountability. But what is ghaflat? When a person becomes negligent. But then they will also realize further, bal kunna zalimin. It was not really our negligence, we were the sinners, we were the wrongdoers. And because of our sins, because of our kufr, we remained and we chose to be in this negligence. The ulama have written, even those we have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one important factor that we should remember, that our ghaflat, our negligence with regards to the matters of deen, with regards to the coming of Qiyamah, the standing in front of Allah and the accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that negligence and that ghaflat is caused by our sins. It is because of the sins the darkness of the heart takes place, and because of the darkness of the heart, the ghaflat comes and we become unaware sometimes that the reality does not dawn upon us about the coming of the day of Qiyamah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it even with regards to them also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمُ. Certainly you and all those stones and those inanimate things that you had been worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمُ, will be the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, that the fuel of the fire of Jahannam is man, and that refers to the disbelievers and stone. That by and large these idols are made out of stone, and whatever they are made out of, they will be used as the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. Antum laha waridun, and you will also reach this fire of Jahannam, referring to the disbelievers. Here the very, very important thing is this, that those idols and those stones committed no sin, so why would they be thrown into the fire of Jahannam? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show the disbelievers that this is what you worship, and it will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam to show that it could never be God, it could never be something that is worshipped. And it is not thrown because of any punishment, but it will be thrown to punish. In other words, it will be used as the fuel to create the heat and the intensity of the fire of Jahannam. لَوْكَانَ هَا أُولَٰئِ آلِهَةً مَا وَرَدُوهَا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if these idols were real gods, If they were real objects of worship, ma waraduha, they would have never entered the fire of Jahannam, they would have never reached the fire of Jahannam. Because if they were gods, they should be protecting others from the fire of Jahannam. They should be the ones that were adjudicating and judging on the day of Qiyamah. وَكُلُّن فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of them, those who worship what was worshipped, all of it will reach the fire of Jahannam. لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ In the fire of Jahannam, because of the intensity of the heat, the screeching and screaming sounds will begin to emerge and they will be shouting and screaming at the top of the voices. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there they will not be able to hear. Not being able to hear either because of the sounds that they are screaming themselves. When a person screams, he cannot hear those around him. That is one. And in Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani, rahimahumullah, quotes a hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that this is also a possibility why they would not hear. That there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says that there will be a point in time that the people who are in Jahannam will be placed in steel boxes. And then those steel boxes will be nailed down and then it will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. One is the fire and then steel becoming hot and they will be in that steel. And on the one hand, that will be the intensity of the heat that will multiply. And secondly, they will be totally isolated from others and they will not be able to hear. So here in this ayat, in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the condition of the disbelievers. And again we need to remind ourselves that they may worship idols or made of stone, but sometimes we worship idols that are humans. Sometimes we deviate from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make people, our leaders and our heroes that deviate us from the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We become impressed with technology, we become impressed with science, we become impressed with the power of this world, and all those things become our idols, our wealth, our gold, etc. So all that, those acquisitions we have, there is absolutely no problem with that. Fulfill the rights of it, but turn our hearts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the giver of all those things that He has given. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.